with Look At Your Sports this morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Kansas City Royals now just one game behind Cleveland for first place in the AL Central as the Royals, they completed a doubleheader sweep yesterday in Cleveland, winning game 1-4-3 and winning game 2 last night 9-4. Kansas City catcher Salvador Perez hit a grand slam and drove in a career-high 6 runs in game 2. Philadelphia's Bryce Harper had a game-ending RBI single last night in the 10th inning off of Houston closer Josh Hader as the Phillies, they beat Houston 3-2. The Phillies entered the night leading the NL East by 6 games over Atlanta. Houston started play yesterday 4.5 games up on Seattle in the AL West. The Yankees, they beat Washington 5-2 behind a Gleyber Torres leadoff home run. That spoils the Nationals' debut of one of their top prospects, Dylan Cruz. Cruz batted second for the Nationals, went 0-for-3 with a walk in his Major League debut. The outfielder was drafted out of LSU, second overall in last year's draft. Also, Aaron Judge of the Yankees added his 1,000th career hit as the Yankees, they now move 2 ahead of Baltimore for first place in the AL East. A lot of runs and a lot of stolen bases last night for the Chicago Cubs. Cubs, they beat the Pirates 18-8. Cubs stole 8 bases last night, their most in a game in more than 100 years. Also, Cubs shortstop Dansby Swanson hit a grand slam as the Cubs scored 8 runs last night in the 6th inning. Cubs last had 8 steals in a game back in 1913. Elsewhere last night, San Diego's Manny Machado homered and drove in 3, while Padres rookie Jackson Merrill continued with his hot bat with 3 RBIs. So San Diego defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 7-4. Seattle's Randy Arozarena had a 3-run home run against his former team as the Mariners, they beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-1. The resumption of a game yesterday between Toronto and Boston from 2 months ago, Toronto, they would win both games yesterday, 7-3 victory in game 2, and then Toronto would win that resumption of a game from 2 months ago, 4-1. With that loss, the Red Sox, they've now lost 5 straight. Tigers beat the White Sox 6-3. That completes a 4-game sweep for the Tigers. White Sox, they drop to a major league worst 70 games under 500. They are 31-101 on the season. Also, the two worst teams in the National League played yesterday as the Rockies beat the Marlins 3-2. Rockies just 49-83 on the season, while the Marlins, they're just a little worse at 47-84. WNBA last night, a record crowd in Atlanta to see Caitlin Clark as the Indiana Fever, they would defeat the Atlanta Dream 84-79. Indiana's Kelsey Mitchell had 29 points, including clinching free throws with 5 seconds left. Also, Caitlin Clark, she finished with 19. A record crowd in Atlanta, they had to move it to the home of the Atlanta Hawks, 17,608. That surpasses the crowd from earlier in the season, also against Indiana, by just about 30 fans. Also for South Dakota State soccer, Catherine Jones, selected as the Summit League Women's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week for the Jackrabbits, as she helped SDSU secure 2 shutout victories during the past week, as she was a staple on the Jackrabbits' back line. SDSU beat Northern Colorado 2-0 and won Sunday at Wyoming 3-0. And that's Look At Your Sports. This morning, I'm Travis Krenz.